So, exciting, just exciting. And another exciting moment will come now. Hope for Europe is presenting, as you might know, an annual Hope Award. The Hope Awards are given to people or projects in Europe who or which have brought hope into their sphere of influence, bringing transformation through spiritual renewal and promoting partnership and networking. The moment has come for the Hope Award or Hope Awards 2011, a meaningful moment. They will be given to five persons and projects by five persons whom I will invite in a minute to come onto the stage and announce the winners and hand over the award. Similar to the Academy Award, the Oscar Awards, the winners don't usually know that they have been elected. So the tension is here. May I invite now those people who are introducing the winners. First, Robert Calvert, just come up. He is the head of the City Network. Then Steele Hollinghurst, he is the head of the network Evangelism Among New Spirituality Seekers. Then Romke Fountain, she is the head of CHEF and the head of Women's in Leadership Networking. Then Elke Werner, board member of Lausanne Committee. And finally, Chris Stein, head of the Health Network. So please come and present the winners.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to, on behalf of you all, to give this to the Santa Clara Church in Stockholm. We asked the question, can cities be born again? And I've heard that politicians and police are looking into this in Stockholm today, as the Santa Clara Church's activities have been involved, have dramatically reduced the rates of crime and drugs and prostitution in a very difficult part of Stockholm. So welcome to my Swedish friend, Lotto Steven. Please come up and receive this gift.
This is just on behalf of the Santa Clara Church, who do a fantastic job in Sweden and are really influencing both our government and all of the people. All our churches and also all the common people in Sweden are being influenced by them. So I'm very proud.
I was saying earlier in my session that we need to think of the internet as the equivalent social revolution to the printing press, and that just as the printing press became the means by which the Bible was spread around the world, the internet now has to be the place we consider spreading the Christian message around the world. And a lot of that was very powerfully illustrated by Mark in his previous talk. So it's very good to be able to give an award on this basis for hope, sharing hope on the internet. And actually, there are a number of people out there doing great ministry in this area. This is for a Paris-based site called Top Chrétien, which has been using a lot of influence, and a lot of people been coming to faith and being affected through the work of this site. Now, as far as I know, there's nobody from Top Chrétien here to accept this, so we thought it would be quite fitting to let Mark accept it as someone else doing work in this area. So, Top Chrétien.
I know Eric very well. Actually, he's our main partner in working on the internet. We will Skype him right after the session. He doesn't know about it, so this will be a big surprise. So he will know about it very soon that he has been given this award. And on behalf of him, I thank you and I thank Jeff for this honor. Thank you.
Everybody has some heroes. And some of my heroes are the people who are working in the anti-human trafficking business. One of these people is Patricia Green, that we would like to give this Hope Award to. Patricia, may I ask you to come? I'm sorry for the stairs. So Jeff, could you... And on this Hope Award is written, the Hope Award 2011, presented to Patricia Green in Berlin for bringing hope to the captives. Patricia, it's very heavy. Wow.
I've never heard of Hope Awards before, and I wondered why Womke asked me to come and sit beside her down here, so now I know. So I'm just a little bit overwhelmed, and so thank you.
I wish I could speak Russian, because then the recipient of this award would know that I'm talking about her. I think she understands some English. It's Shirin Aydosova. A brave woman. Shirina, would you please come? When I think of her, I think of the parable of the mustard seed. She had heard the gospel on the streets of Moscow, received Christ, and on the next day she was standing on the same street preaching what she had heard the day before. And out of this little seed grew such a big tree in your life. And many birds are flying in and out of that tree. And we were sitting under this tree listening to you speaking to us and encouraging us to love the Muslim neighbors and not to be afraid. You are a woman who is not afraid, and you bring hope to us and many thousands of people in your countries, but also to us here at this Congress. So I give you this reward for sharing hope with the hopeless. Thank you, Shirin.
In the health category, we are giving a Hope Award to people who are examples of so many others who are working in the same area, of people who have been addicted to drugs and who have faced the terrible struggles that go with that, and who have experienced how God can transform a life that has been in the gutter and put that people's feet on the rock and give them new life and a new future. And because of their own experience, they have been stirred and motivated to help others to do the same. So we're talking about Sergei and Mariana Glushko. Sergei and Mariana are working in Kiev, in the Ukraine, and he did not know that he was going to get this reward. But in a way, we're giving these rewards to people But in the end, we all know who gets the glory. And it is simply a matter of us wanting to encourage our brothers and sisters who have set examples, who are worth following, and who are developed ministries that can be multiplied in other parts of Europe also.